mamponera.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Radio DMG Pocket Edition for September 1st, 2010. What we're going to talk about in this last half of our podcast today is the Apple conference. Apple came out, you know, Steve Jobs came out, the face of Apple, not wearing a turtleneck this time, but he came out to announce that they were going to put out an iPod Shuffle, which looks exactly like the old iPod Shuffle, before they decided to take the buttons off of it. So the new iPod Shuffle is the old iPod Shuffle. The new is the old. Ah, oh, that changes everything. Wow. And speaking of changing everything, they decided to take out the buttons from the iPod Nano, take out the cameras from the iPod Nano, and just put one big old screen. So it looks like a watch face now, which is kind of cool. I can't wait to see the wristband attachments for that. And that's going to be pretty cool. And then they took the cameras from that and put them into the iPod Touch. The new iPod Touch has a camera on the front part and a camera on the back part, video chat, a sharper screen. It's got a more processing power closer to the iPhone, and it's got a lovely new price. The 8GB one will set you back $229. The 32GB one will set you back $299, which is the same price as a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360. And the 64GB one will set you back $399, which makes it about $100 cheaper than the cheapest iPad. Those are interesting, and we'll see what they can do with games for the system. I mean, maybe we'll get a Cannibalt 2. That'd be kind of nice. But what I have to talk about here is what Steve Jobs said when he announced the iPod Touch. He announced that they're outselling Nintendo and Sony combined. Now, Steve Jobs is a liar. He's always been one. He always will be one. I know a lot of Apple fans are going to be mad at me for that, but whatever. Whatever. Seriously. It's not like they could afford to come out here. But here's what we're going to go ahead and say about that little spec that he threw out there. He didn't throw out any numbers. And the reason he didn't throw out any numbers is because he can't throw out the numbers without combining things. When the news came out that the Google Android phones had taken about 30% of Apple's share in the iPhone industry, rather in the phone industry, they came out and said, no, we've sold 75 million iPhones. What they forgot to tell people was about 45 million of those iPhones are iPod Touches, not even phones. They threw them together to go ahead and pad their numbers, which is what he's doing here. He's throwing together iPod Touches, all generations, iPod Nanos, all generations, iPod Classics, iPod Shuffles, and iPhones into the same thing to come up with about, say, 220 million, which is about what they've sold since the system, or rather since the iPod originally launched in 2001. I know the numbers are a little fuzzy on that because Apple has a real problem with getting numbers out. However, if you compare that with what the Nintendo DS family has put out, Nintendo DS, DSi, DSi XL, etc., they've sold about 135 million worldwide. PlayStation Portable has sold, with all four of its variations, about 60 million worldwide. The iPod Touch itself, just the normal iPod Touch, not the Nano, the Shuffle, etc., has only sold about 40-something million worldwide. That's not what Steve Jobs wants to tell you, because you know how he is. That makes it look like they're in third place, which they are. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the iPod in the future, like maybe when they finally get some buttons and get some decent games for it. I mean, there's like a handful of decent games for it, and most of them are like Farmville clones. That's not a good system. I mean, when you look at the new ones, the new iPod Touches, you could pay $229 for an 8GB one, or you can pay substantially less for a Nintendo DSi or a PlayStation Portable 3000 and play some real games. But yeah, it's time for us to get on out for this week with Radio DMG Pocket Edition.